This narrative portrays Jesus' voluntary obedience amid human frailty and malice affecting salvation. Peter's denial teaches humility. The future pope sympathizes with sinners. Judas's despair warns against unrepentant sin. Pilate's acquittal attempts to evade responsibility. Catholic tradition sees the passion as atoning sacrifice with Eucharist in its sacramental prolongation. In this reading of the Passion, Jesus warns of unworthy reception of the Eucharist. Judas partakes in the bread and wine with Jesus, which Jesus gave him, and he was planning to betray Jesus at the same time. Jesus even said, "It would have been better that he had never been born." What about us? Do we make sure we are worthy before we come forward to receive the Eucharist? Have we been to confession recently? Receive and not take, as in take it or grab it. Is our hand displayed like a plate or a cup? It should be flat, like a plate. Do we consume it right in front of the Eucharistic minister without turning away first? Is Jesus saying it would have been better that we had never been born also? Jesus' divine election of choosing Judas as a disciple does not override human freedom of choice. So even though Judas was chosen by Jesus, God still allowed him to make choices for himself, as he does for us as well. Yes, Jesus knew Judas's future betrayal was coming, yet respected his will. Jesus even treated Judas as a friend without forcing his fidelity. We have choices to make in our life too. And even though God knows our future, we are allowed to form it. No one is predestined for sin. We are all responsible for our own choices that will lead us to sin or not. After spending 3 years with Jesus, Judas refers to Jesus as rabbi, which means teacher. But at the same time, after spending 3 years with Jesus, all of the rest of the apostles refer to him as Lord. So we are left with the thought, has Judas come to the same conclusion as the other apostles as to who Jesus is? Or does he actually think Jesus is not God and is a prophet? Regardless as to what he believes, he is already guilty of betraying an honorable man. How often do humans discredit or betray other humans just to do it, or for personal gain? Are we absolutely sure that we don't steal the credit from other people working, other fellow workers, by understating what they are or who they are? So what about the amount of money the Pharisees and Judas settled on to betray Jesus? 30 pieces of silver. Where did that figure come from? Why not 25 or 50, but 30? 30 was the going rate for a price of a slave. If you were found guilty of killing a slave that belonged to someone else, you would have to pay the owner of that slave 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver was about 4 months of wages, or the price of a small piece of property, which they did buy. Jesus was betrayed for the price of a slave. And on top of that, Judas threw the money away in the end anyway. So what was the point? It doesn't matter if it was Jesus or a fellow worker. It is wrong to betray anyone at any time to try to gain something for ourselves. Which brings me to another question. Do we ever sell out Jesus for something else? Do we put a show or a holiday or sports ahead of Jesus? What would we use as an excuse when we meet Jesus face to face as to why we thought it was more important to go to work instead of Mass? Or what sport was so important that it took precedence for our children to attend instead of church? It's fine to be involved in activities on a weekend, providing faith and attendance at church are still honored. Peter denied Jesus, but repented and had remorse. After that, he could relate with other Christians as they were in a weak state and fell away from their faithful path. But Judas, when he realized his mistake, did not have remorse, but instead went even further and committed suicide, which spiritually made things even worse for him. It's unbelievable how Judas, or for that matter, anyone that has experienced Jesus personally or from Scripture, can throw it all away in the last moment of their life. We are down to the last week of Lent. And although Lent is a time to get closer to God, I wonder what percentage of Catholics actually changed their lives for the better over Lent. Are we like Judas and sell Jesus out for meager short-time gains? Or are we like Peter and realize that we have made mistakes and grow from it? The Passion of Jesus Christ was not just a minor historical event, but was the most significant step in history that changed our lives today and for eternity, and should be respected and honored as such. There are only a few days left to acknowledge what Jesus really did for us.